Arguments. When someone makes an argument, they're saying something and giving reasons to back it up. They're trying to convince you to agree with them by explaining their thinking. Once you get what they're saying and why they think that way, you can start to figure out if their argument holds up. That means looking at other arguments about the same thing, seeing if they've given good reasons for what they're saying, and maybe talking it out to change either their mind or yours. Emotional tricks aren't real arguments, and neither are just stating things or giving explanations. To get what someone's saying, you need to break down their argument into parts, the reasons they give and what they're assuming. This helps you understand the argument fully. Once you do that, you can see if there's any extra stuff that's not needed, which might have messed up the facts and led to a wrong conclusion. When you're talking to someone who disagrees with you, give their ideas a fair shake. Even if you think they're off base, assume they're sincere and know what they're talking about. This stops you from just brushing them off because you don't like their views. It also helps you improve your arguments by recognizing the strongest parts of theirs. Plus, staying open to changing your mind means you're always on the lookout for better explanations. That's key for clear thinking and making sure you're always learning. Deductive and inductive reasoning. Deductive reasoning uses logic to figure things out. It's like a detective separating good and bad arguments. But here's the twist. It doesn't care if the facts are true. It's all about whether the conclusion fits with what's been said before. So, if the starting points are true, the conclusion must be too. On the flip side, inductive reasoning is more about spotting trends and making guesses. It doesn't deal with absolutes like deductive reasoning does. Instead, it's all about how likely something seems based on what we've seen. To back up its ideas, it relies on careful watching and strong evidence that makes things seem pretty likely. Abductive reasoning is all about coming up with ideas to explain what people think is true. It's not just about straight-up logic. It involves guesswork and thinking about what could be. Scientists use it a lot. They see something happening, like apples falling from trees, and then they try to figure out why. Take Isaac Newton, for instance. He saw apples falling and wondered why they always went towards the ground. After thinking about it for 20 years, he came up with the idea of gravity. Scientists then test these ideas to see if they make sense. Thinking critically about sources. When you're evaluating a claim, it's crucial to question where the information comes from. Here are some key questions to ask. Does the source have a specific goal or motive? If so, what is it trying to achieve? Do the people behind the source know what they're talking about? Are they experts in the field, or are they just guessing? Can you find other sources that back up this claim? The more support, the better. What else do you need to know to fully understand the claim? Are there gaps in the story that need filling? How did the source come to its conclusion? Does the logic hold up, or is there something fishy going on? If there's no clear reasoning, why not? Is there something else driving the claim? These come straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. You want to make sure they're legit. Check out how the evidence was gathered. See if it's accurate and represents what it claims to, and make sure it fits what you're talking about. These are like reports on the real deal. Ask yourself if they're trustworthy, if they're fair and up to date, and if anyone else has checked out the same stuff and got the same results. Stick to the big names in your field for the best info. Keeping it simple, just remember, make sure your sources are solid, whether they're straight from the source or someone else's take on it. Communication and critical thinking. Humans are wired to rely more on instincts and emotions than on reasoning and logic. We often act based on how we feel rather than what makes sense. But by taking a step back and thinking critically, we can avoid making choices that might not be good for us. When we communicate, we usually do it for three reasons: to share information, to express how we feel, and to try to change someone else's mind or behavior. The last one is interesting because it's about persuasion. It's not always about being logical. Sometimes, it's about being good at expressing your ideas. This is where rhetoric comes in. It's the skill of convincing others through how well you speak or write, rather than just through facts and logic. To convince others effectively, you need to show you're trustworthy, share relevant info, tap into emotions, and pick the right moment to make your case. Also, how you talk matters, whether it's casual, detailed, dramatic, or logical. When you argue, pay attention to how people use words. They can steer you toward their side by making you feel close to their cause or distant from it. Avoid getting manipulated. Some messages may try to make you feel like you should be open or close to something, but watch out for that. Impartial writing. Learning to write without bias is a crucial skill. It helps you present your work fairly. To do this, avoid using emotional words. Stick to the facts. Discuss different viewpoints and their supporting facts. Try to evaluate these beliefs without favoring one over the other. Spotting faulty reasoning. Knowing about fallacies helps you see where arguments go wrong. It's like having a superpower that lets you spot when someone's trying to trick you with bad reasoning. Here are a few tricks they might use. Appeal to popularity. Saying something is true just because a lot of people believe it. Appeal to irrelevant authority. Listening to someone who isn't an expert on the topic. Unwarranted hidden assumption. Relying on a sneaky, unstated part of an argument that doesn't make sense. By learning about these tricks, you'll be better equipped to see through faulty reasoning. It's like putting on special glasses that help you see through the smoke and mirrors of misleading arguments. To spot fallacies in arguments, try using the same reasoning in a different scenario. For example, if someone says, "Everyone I know thinks the president is great, so you should stop complaining and accept he's the right leader," you could switch it up with, "Everyone here says 2 plus 2 equals 5, so it must be true." This helps reveal flaws in the original argument. Informal fallacies hinge on shaky premises based on external evidence, like when someone says, "Alice thinks my band rocks, and she's an expert." Whether this is valid depends on whether Alice knows her stuff. On the flip side, formal fallacies lurk in the logic of the argument itself. It's like checking if the conclusion follows from the premise. Identify bad arguments. Want to spot faulty arguments? Look out for these clues. Are feelings, traditions, or personal opinions treated like facts? Does someone judge an idea based solely on who said it rather than what it says? Has anyone assumed something to be true without proving it? Does the argument wander off track, leading to a wrong conclusion? Are comparisons, figures of speech, or broad statements accurate? And does anyone try to simplify a complex issue with a quick fix solution? Keep an eye out for these red flags in arguments. Heuristics. Mental shortcuts for quick decision-making. People often rely on shortcuts called heuristics to make quick decisions. These shortcuts help us conserve time and energy, especially when faced with numerous choices every day. Here are the main types. 1. Affect heuristic. This is when our emotions, whether positive or negative, heavily influence our decisions, sometimes leading us astray. 2. Availability heuristic. Here, we let how easily something comes to mind guide our choices. 3. Anchoring heuristic. This occurs when an initial piece of information, even if irrelevant, influences our decision-making. For example, seeing an expensive item can make other options seem more reasonable in comparison. 4. Representativeness heuristic. People often prefer options that match their expectations, rather than considering probability alone. Heuristics are like shortcuts for your brain, making complex decisions simpler and more intuitive. They're super handy when you've got plenty of solid info to guide you. Especially in your areas of expertise, they're like your secret weapon. Knowing about these shortcuts can help you dodge sneaky biases that mess with your choices. Cognitive biases. Think about how your mind can trick you into making bad decisions. When someone tells you facts in a certain way, it can change how you see things. For example, saying a product is 90% fat-free sounds way better than saying it's 10% fat. It's all about how you spin it. Confirmation bias is another sneaky thing your brain does. You tend to notice things that agree with what you already think and ignore stuff that doesn't. And when you're trying to explain why something happened, you might only focus on the parts that fit your story and ignore the rest. Ever felt like you're a genius at something when you're not? That's the Dunning-Kruger effect. It's when people who don't know much about a topic think they're experts. On the flip side, there's overconfidence bias, where real experts get a bit too sure of themselves outside their field. Here are three ways your gut feeling can lead you astray. 1. Blowing up random stuff. Sometimes we think a small thing is a big deal just because it happened randomly. 2. Ignoring the quiet stuff. We tend to overlook stuff that didn't happen, even if it's important. 3. Falling for predictions. Our brains love patterns, but not everything can be predicted like clockwork. People usually find it easy to make choices in their familiar surroundings. But when it comes to big, complicated situations that involve stats, they often stumble. In these cases, relying on gut feelings can lead them down the wrong path. Tech bias. Even though technologies are super handy for getting, sorting, and keeping knowledge safe, they can still be biased, just like us humans. Tech staff can pick up on certain views, ideas, and assumptions, which can sway how they think and act. It's important to be on guard against fake news, which includes misinformation, false info, and disinformation, intentionally misleading info. When you're online, stick to sources you trust and dig deep into where a story originated. Be wary of fake web addresses too. Always go beyond the headline and dive into the whole story. Watch out for stats or facts that aren't backed up. Photos and videos can be tampered with, so double-check their authenticity. Pay attention to your gut feelings. Fake news often aims to stir up strong emotions like anger or hope. Stay skeptical and verify everything before believing it. Getting better at thinking critically helps you handle all the information you come across. It also makes it easier for you to share your ideas. So, honing your critical thinking skills is like giving yourself superpowers for navigating the world of knowledge. Key points. 1. Break down arguments to understand their reasons and assumptions. 2. Deductive reasoning. Logic-based, fitting conclusions to stated facts. 3. Inductive reasoning. Trend spotting, based on evidence. 4. Abductive reasoning. Guessing to explain observed phenomena, common in science. 5. Evaluate sources. Question motives, expertise, corroboration, gaps, and reasoning. 6. Watch out for rhetorical manipulation in communication. 7. Spot and avoid fallacies, biases, and tech biases for better critical thinking.